Now, history possibly about to be made by County Sligo man Jonathan Ruane. Jonathan, who is from Dunedin in Castleconnor in West Sligo, is aiming to become the first County Sligo person that we know of to climb Mount Everest. At the moment, he's in Nepal, preparing for his final push to reach the peak. He is a skilled climber and mountaineer. He's been scaling various mountains in recent years. His partner, Grace O'Flanagan, is on the line with us now. And Grace herself has just returned from base camp in Nepal, where she was assisting Jonathan with his preparations. Grace, good morning to you.
And
thank you very much for joining us this morning. This is all very exciting for Jonathan and you and his family.
Yeah, it's great. There's a lot of buzz and excitement now that it's finally come around to kind of the push for summit. So it's a long time, I suppose, in the making, and a lot of preparations all kind of culminating now in this. So I was talking to Jonathan this morning, and he's getting his final bits packed for heading up the mountain, and he's excited, and I think in good shape. Things are looking good on the mountain, so fingers crossed everything kind of aligns for a successful summit for him. But in any case, it's been a very exciting journey, and you know, a great achievement even so far to be the first person from Sligo to attempt to climb Mount Everest, and hopefully, if he's successful, the first to summit it.
So how long, I mean, it's all weather permitting, I suppose, and these are very, very complicated expeditions and manoeuvres and so forth. How long will it take him to get from the base camp in Nepal, hopefully to the summit of Mount Everest?
So the final push, if all things going well with the weather being good, it's probably about 5 days. You do it in stages, a day to camp one, a day to camp two, a day to camp three. And then the final day, you kind of touch four and then go on for the summit, and then a couple of days back down again. And that's if everything aligns and the weather's good. Now, if a snowstorm or anything like that comes in, you could get stuck at a camp for a couple of days or something. So best case scenario, that's probably what we're looking at. So it's quick enough in terms of the amount of time and preparation that goes into leading up to this point. He's been up and down the mountain now a bit. He's gone up to camp three, which is just over 7,000 metres, and he's had then a week's rest since that. So he's been acclimatising now for a couple of weeks out there in Nepal. So the whole endeavour takes a few weeks to a month. But luckily the weather has kind of come in early for them. So hopefully he'll be up there looking at summiting potentially maybe Monday morning around the 16th, around that time.
Okay, let's hope so. As you say, you're just back from Nepal, from the base camp. What's the atmosphere like there at the moment? How are preparations going?
It's great. It's a huge place. It's like a little city in itself with the amount of climbers out there, and there's lots of people just going to base camp as well and doing various other mountains out there. So it's a great atmosphere. You get all sorts of people with incredible athletes out there, which is just really, really inspiring. But a lot of people are very excited, and just hearing everyone's training over the years, and some people are out there trying it for their second and third time. So a lot goes into these kind of endeavours, but it's a very kind of collegiate atmosphere out there, and it's one that's really nice to be a part of, and really fortunate that I experienced that.
Yeah, he's well experienced, Jonathan, isn't he? He's climbed several significant peaks in the past couple of years, so he has the experience, no doubt about it.
Exactly, yeah. He's done a good bit. Even just back last autumn, he climbed Mount Manaslu, which is the eighth highest in the world. Within these 9 months, if he's successful here, he'll be climbing 2 8,000-metre mountains, which is some of the highest in the world. And put that in perspective, only three Irish people have ever climbed three of these. So not many people have climbed, or the record is three of them, I should say. So not many people have climbed these high mountains. So he's got a lot of experience, and hopefully that'll stand to him now when he's up there.
A very obvious question, a very busy question. Why does he do it, and why does he want to do it?
I'm still asking myself that question. I suppose it's the challenge. Definitely it is an experience. I was out there with him at base camp, and I climbed the first kind of mountain with him, which is 6,000 metres high. Which it is an experience that is like no other that I've ever had anyway. It's interesting to see the world from that perspective when you're that high up. But I don't know, I think he might like the torture a little bit, but he's no stranger to such things. He's done Marathon des Sables in the past, which is an ultra marathon in the desert. So he likes these kind of endurance events, but I think it's the challenge and kind of pushing yourself to the limits that he enjoys. And so far so good.
Yeah, and you would know from an athletic perspective of what it takes and how fit and prepared you have to be. You have a sporting background as well, haven't you?
Yes, I do. I'm a retired international hockey player, so I've definitely had my time of putting the grind in and training hard. So I suppose it's nice that we've kind of been at that together for a period of time, both sort of training hard and learning a lot from each other. And it's interesting that you learn a lot from kind of different sports. I definitely admire his determination, his commitment to the training. It's definitely very impressive.
Okay, I know he is keeping people updated on social media, which must be fascinating to be looking at videos from a base camp as he prepares to make the attempt at the final summit.
Yeah, he's been posting a lot on his Instagram at Duke Rouen. So he's had lots of video footage from his climbs up. Which is great because it's something that's even just hard to imagine. So it's definitely a unique perspective when you can actually just see around them and kind of get that first-hand perspective on it. So he's posted a lot of videos of that. And obviously now when he goes up on this final push, you won't have access, but I'm sure once he's back down, he'll be posting many more. But he is on a satellite tracker as well, so people can kind of track his progress and see whereabouts he's at up and down the mountain, which is helpful and reassuring to see his little dot moving along on the screen, see how he's doing.